Welcome to the World Music Show. I'm very excited about what we're going to be able to do today on the show. We're going to have an interview that we conducted over the weekend, and also Varsha from the Navrang Show is going to tell us about the interview. She's also going to tell us about the Navratri Festival, and she'll do that in just one moment. I want to let you know that we're going to have some world music that is also based on something that I did this weekend, and that'll be in the second part of the hour. We'll hear some music of the Roma of Eastern Europe. And I was just at the International Accordion Festival over the weekend and worked one of the stages, and we have some great live recordings. So in the upcoming month, I'll probably pick out two or three of those recordings, and we'll be able to hear them as well. And I know listeners will be very excited about those. They're actually just some of the top accordionists from Bulgaria and Serbia and some of the other Eastern European nations. So that'll be something to look forward to coming up. But first, I want to introduce Varsha, who again is the host of the Navrang Show on Saturdays. And she's going to tell us not only about the Navratri Festival, but also about the interview that we conducted over the weekend. Hello, Varsha.
Hi, Mark. How are you today?
Good.
Before we start, let me give a brief description of the Navratri Festival to our listeners. The Navratri Festival is a popular throughout India and among Indian communities around the world. And this festival is celebrated right here in Houston this coming weekend, October 17th and 18th, at the George R. Brown Convention Center, Hall B. So we take this opportunity to explore and understand Navratri. The word Navratri means nine nights in Sanskrit. Nav meaning nine and Ratri meaning nights. In India, the most joyful celebration of Navratri is seen in the state of Gujarat, Karnataka, Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. In Gujarat, every night of the nine nights, people gather in courtyards to perform the folk dance, Garba and Dandiya. The Garba is a simple dance which involves clockwise and counterclockwise movements. The Ras, in comparison to Garba, is an intricate dance which is also performed by a group in a circle to a rhythm marked by painted wooden sticks called Dandiyas, accompanied by singing, shehnai, flute, jans, dol or cymbals. It is a community dance in which men and women dress in festive clothes. So one of the things that I want to point out to you, Mark, is this, and bring to the attention of our Rice Radio listeners, is that this dandiya, which is dancing with the sticks and garba dance, is not like any ballroom dance or any other kind of dance that may go on for a few minutes. This dance lasts for hours, and to dance for more than an hour or so, one needs to have the energy and the zest to continue. It simply seems like the music and the garba songs, they provide the needed energy to just go on, and one just does not want to stop. And that was one of the problems that they were facing with the teenagers here in Houston. They did not want to stop dancing. It seemed like they could not have had enough of the dance and music, even when they had danced all night long. So in the interview, basically, when you were here, Mr. Prafull, by the way, talk about the immense energy that the youth of Houston has. This is what he's referring to. So, let's go ahead and...
Well, okay, yeah. We'll listen to this interview here. And I did want to tell you that I just found the performance extremely exciting. I do recommend that listeners come out this weekend. And it is going to be at the George R. Brown Convention Center.
That's correct. On October 17th and 18th. It starts at 8 p.m. and it goes on to 1 in the morning. So, and for students, the special price for students is just going to be $5. So you carry your student ID and they'll give you the tickets only for $5. And also otherwise, it's not that expensive. It should be just around $10 or $15 for the regular people.
Oh, yeah, and it is an amazing experience. So let's say people who are not familiar with the festival, how will they be treated, or how will the regular festival goers react when they see the people who are not familiar with this festival? Is it a very inviting experience for them?
Yeah, sure it is, because one of the things is that it's a social event. So even if you don't know anybody there, you could just join and can be in part of the group and just start dancing. And people are ready to teach you, so do not hesitate to be there. And, you don't have to just sit and watch. You have to be part of the dance. So that's the best experience you can ever get. And something for $5, it's worth it.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and listen to this interview. I think the listeners are going to find this very exciting. And the place where you can find more information about the events going on this weekend is at the World Music Calendar, and that's at houstonculture.org. You can click on calendar and you'll be able to find some more details about these events. All right, let's hear the interview then.
Also, you could visit the Navrang website, that is navrangktru.blogspot.com.
Okay, great.
Okay. We have today with us Mr. Praful Bhai Dave from Gujarat, India. Mr. Dave, welcome to Rice Radio.
Thank you.
My first question to you, Mr. Praful Bhai Dave, is could you tell our listeners something about this particular state before we move to the music of Gujarat? Like, what fascinates you the most? It's the state food, the culture, the people. So, you know, give us some background about your state.
Okay. Varsha, the people, Gurjar people, who always stayed in Gujarat so many long years. So because of the Gurjar people, the state name of the state is Gujarat.
Okay.
And the Gujarat people, you know, they are very, very fond of music and festival and all the occasions, especially cultural and religious occasion. Like Navratri, like Diwali, Holi, Bhai Bij, so many occasions. Any occasion, religious and cultural, we are, like Janmashtami, Gujarati people have joined the music with the occasion. Like in Janmashtami, when Lord Krishna born, so we enjoy, we encourage people and enjoy the festival, Krishna Janma. हे नंद घेरा नंद भयो जय कन्हैया लाल की हाथी घोड़ा पाल की जय कन्हैया लाल की. So this is the way we celebrate the birth of Lord Krishna. Navratri, you know, the goddess mother, Dandiya Ras, Garbi, Garba, Hudo, Titodo, these are all different dancing forms of Gujarat. And if you have a chance to come to Gujarat, please come with me. I will take you the fairs, you know, the Taranetar fair, the Shivratri fair, the Vauta fair, Shamalaji fair, where the original people, the people of rural area, they come and they sing and they dance and they play dhol and enjoy. So basically, Gujarat people, they are very, very fond of all the festivals. They are crazy after festivals.
Well, what I can see from what I've been seeing you right now in the concert and the event that you had right now, and to meet with you, I think you people are very down to earth. You, especially you, so I can understand what, you know, the background of the people that from your state is. You are really very down to earth.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
And so moving on, so when did you start singing? Like, is it a family tradition that you had? What motivated or attracted you to become a singer, and at what age did you become?
Good question. Basically, my parents, my father was a very good singer in his time, and you know, the genetic values, when parents are singer, the genetic value says that it comes in always in the kids. Like my son and my daughter, my wife Bharti is here with me. So our son and our daughter, they are basically very good singer and musicians. My son, without taking any musical lesson, he can play harmonium, he can play keyboard, he can play drum and dhol and octopad, everything. And my daughter is very good dancer, and she's very good singer, and I think we can see the future of my kids. They will be musicians, definitely. So I believe that genetic values is very important to be a singer or to be an artist. So I remember the sound of my mother, if you allow me to sing.
Oh, please do. Please do. It's an honor.
Because when she was working in the house, that time she was also singing all the time.
Char paaye char putaliyo ne morvaaye be mor baala podho nire ghade ka jampi jao करिए घर ना काम बाळूडा जंपोनी रे।
और
तमे मारा देवना दीधेल छो, तमे मारा मागी लीधेल छो, आवा त्यारे अमर थईने रह्यो। महादेव जाव उतावळीने जय चढावू फूल, महादेव जी प्रसन्न थया त्यारे तमे आवा यण मूल, तमे मारू नगद नाणू छो, તમે મારું ફૂલ વસાણું છો, આવ્યા ત્યારે અમર થઈને રહ્યો। તમે મારા દેવના દીધેલ છો, તમે મારા માગી લીધેલ છો, આવ્યા ત્યારે અમર થઈને રહ્યો।
આઈ કેન સ્ટીલ રિમેમ્બર, આઈ એમ એજ ઓફ 57, બટ આઈ સ્ટીલ રિમેમ્બર ધ સાઉન્ડ ઓફ માય મધર એન્ડ એઝ વેલ માય ફાધર ઓલ્સો. સો માય ફાધર વોઝ સિંગિંગ ધીસ,
ઓ મારો મિત્ર સુદામો આવ્યો મારે આંગણે, અજાચક વ્રતધારે આવી ઉભો બારણે, હો મારો મિત્ર સુદામો આવ્યો મારે આંગણે।
ઓલ સોંગ્સ માય ફાધર, ફ્રોમ માય ફાધર એન્ડ માય મધર, આઈ ઓલવેઝ રિમેમ્બર એન્ડ સાર very very greatest and sweetest memory of my parents.
I'm sure any child would go follow this yeah. path if they had parents like this.
Yeah.
I also remember you mentioning to me earlier that you are a physician by practice, weren't you?
Oh, basically yeah, basically I was a doctor before I became an artist, because my father wanted me to be a doctor, not musician. Because you know, I'm coming from very poor family, and we have suffered so many days of struggle, so always financial trouble we face in our family, including myself. So my father wanted me to be a doctor, and he gave me special instruction that I am really a poor father. I am not capable to make possible that you can study medical profession, but make sure that you cannot sing, you are not singer, you are not going to sing, and you will only concentrate on your medical education. So I start my study medical in medical college, and at least I try to obey my father's instruction at least 3 years. But you know what happened? Basically, in my inner side, the singer was live. So when I was taking shower in my bathroom of hostel, or when I was walking in the lobby of my hostel, I was just other my co-students, they listened me, and
music
they,
was in your blood.
Yeah, they came to me, hey man, you have a really excellent voice, why don't you sing in our college day, annual day? Then I replied that my father don't want me to sing, but the, you know, general secretary GS, he forced me, no matter what, you have to sing this year in the annual day. And finally, I sang in annual day, and it was, let me tell you, so many days, a huge crowd. And next day, it was talk of the town. That one student in medical college is a really very good voice, and he can be a very good singer. We don't understand why he's in medical profession. So this was my, you know, this way I start my singing. Then I finish my medical study, I start my dispensary, and I try to maintain my medical profession at least 3-4 years. But meanwhile, what happened, Varsha? People of Gujarat, they knew me. Praful Dave is a very good singer, and one offer came to sing in Gujarati movie in Bombay. So I went to Bombay. Before I me and my wife did one program, Yovan Vinje Park, and we sang two songs, and it was three times once more from the audience. And then the one of the song I sang in Gujarati movie, and that gave me first best playback singer award.
Wow, the very first song.
Yeah. And this way, the entire Gujarati people, entire Gujarat, they start to know me on radio and television, you know. And they force me to come in the program. So then I decide that let me do one experiment. Music can survive the artist for bread butter. Basically, this was my experiment. I was not sure that I will get success or not. And, you know, in Gujarat, it's very, not in Gujarat, but I think it's everywhere to be survive in music, it's very tough. I mean, it's very difficult and struggle time for the musicians. But I decide to go in music field, and let me tell you, the grace of my parents, I don't know about the God, is there or not, but for me, my listeners, they are my God. Mm-hmm. And blessing of them, I became the success. So I came to America, I think 15 times, maybe 15, 16 times, yeah.
Since
91. Yeah, first time I came in 91, and every year I came, and people love me, and I enjoy their feelings.
Mm-hmm. We have you in the studio with Mr. Praful Bhai Davi, his wife, and his promoter, too.
Sandhya Patel. Oh, sir.
Sandhya Patel. And I believe from India, we have many of them from the medical field. So you becoming an artist, it's like, you know, many of them who are in the medical field can surely jump into this profession now.
So
now that you mentioned that you sang, you had some film music to your credit, what other kind of music do you sing?
You know, the folk music of Gujarat is versatile, and I'm a versatile singer. I can sing any kind of song, like devotion, like emotion, like love songs, romantic song, any kind of songs I can sing, and I have records. I have a singer.
No, I mean like ras, like different category genre of music, like you have like ras. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, ghazal and the poetries and the light music, all kind of music, Gujarati music. I had chance to sing, and I had an opportunity. And if I have to talk about the folk music of Gujarat, the Gujarati folk music is also versatile. It starts from the birth and ends from the death. Not only that, but it starts before the birth and after the death.
Mm-hmm.
We have this the large musical, I mean folk music scale. So,
could you explain what do you mean by like before birth and after
like
death?
You know, before birth, like Simant, baby shower.
Ah, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah? So we have songs of baby shower. So many songs. This song I have to sing. Kel Kel Re Bhavani Ma. That's good. It's a good song. Lepyo ne gopyo maro yanganu ma pagale no paadna dyo ne rana de de jo randal ma vanjya mena re aaye mare doyala e dhoyo da phoyo maade maro saadalo mane khola no khundna dyone rana de de jo randal ma vanjya mena re aaye mare doyala. You know, this is the prayer. We believe that there is one goddess. If you pray to that goddess, that we call Rannade, Randal, and she's the wife of sun, Surya. So the ladies of Gujarat pray to that goddess that we need kid, we need child, and you are the only goddess who can give us child. So this is one example I'm giving you. We have so many, in large scale, we have songs of Simant and then birth, like, what do you say, Lori? Lori, what do you say in English? You know, the when mother...
Lullaby.
Yeah, lullaby. Okay. Like, can I sing one lullaby?
Oh, please do.
Okay. गोपाल मारो पारणिये झूले रे गोपाल मारो पारणिये झूले रे झूलावे गोकुल ने गोपी रे झूलावे गोकुल ने गोपी रे गोपाल मारो पारणिये झूले रे
गोपाल मारो पारणिये झूले रे गोपाल मारो पारणिये झूले रे
सो दिस इज वन सैंपल वी आर थैंक यू फॉर गिविंग मी चांस टू सिंग
प्लीज इट्स आवर प्लेजर बट यू आर वेरी वेल नोन फॉर वन पर्टिकुलर टाइप ऑफ सिंगिंग कॉल्ड डायरो
राइट
कैन यू एक्सप्लेन टू अस टू आवर लिसनर्स व्हाट डायरो इज एंड You know, give us when it originated and some information about this music.
Good question, Varsha. The dairo, you know, it's a basically folk music, the format of folk music and folk literature of Gujarat. It's a really very, very creative work. And before India got independence in 1947, before that, there was kingdom all over Gujarat. So, the small state and the big small state and the middle state. So, the king invited all the poets, all the singers, all the artists in his parliament. They were supposed to ask all poets to sing something. So, the poet start singing and all the members of parliament, all darbaris, they are singing. And then they give some, you know, payment or whatever. We call sirpao, gift. So, we have different kind of chand. Like, if I can sing one chand, the original format of dairo. Tau damak damak dadur rau damakand gai kat mor malar gira. तव कियु कियु शब्द पुकारत चातक पियु पियु कोकिल कांठ गिरा तव गरण गरण न बहुत कड़ा कन धन गिरी वर शिखर दड़े तव रोम झुम बरसत बरखा गरर गरर गन घोर ग्रजे जी गरर गरर गन घोर ग्रजे जी गरर गरर गन घोर ग्रजे अषड गगुमे लुमे अंबर वादल बेवल चोवल जम महलार महल ज लाड गहल ज नीर चले न जले नल जम इंद्र गाज गाज करे दयु पर यम नया सर उबर जा अजमाल तन कुवर जालन सोए तनी रत सांभरिया मन सोए तनी रत सांभरिया सोए तनी रत सांभरिया दिस इज द डिफरेंट डिफरेंट काइंड ऑफ छंद एंड पोएट्रीज एंड ऑल पोएट्स कम फ्रॉम डिफरेंट डिफरेंट प्लेस दे वर सिंगिंग For the king and for the members of parliament. So this was the original format of dairo, and now it's came on the stage. And basically, it was from only Saurashtra, and then it came to Gujarat, then it came to Bombay, then it came to all over India, and now this dairo format came to all over the world.
So how did you? Select this particular genre of music for your kind of singing, and you got pretty famous for that. And also, are there any like students that you know you have with you, and is this going to continue, this jairo kind of music, or is it fading off?
Well, actually, it's not my choice, it's people's choice. People wanted me to sing jairo.
So, in a way, it was that you sang that particular genre of music very well, and they related to that.
Okay, let me try to give you an answer. Yeah. In Gujarati, Lok Sahitya means folk literature. Jema lokonu hit samayu chhe. You know, hit means...
Yeah, where the heart is. Where the heart is.
No.
Hit.
Like, hit means...
Not benefit, but... in the favor of... In favor of people, how to live.
Mm-hmm.
How to live.
Yeah.
Yeah, how to behave.
Okay.
Yeah, everything. So, dairo teach this thing.
Alright, so it's basically telling a story.
How to respect our seniors, okay. How to respect our parents, okay. How to respect our family values.
Like okay. Father, daughter's relation, mother, son's relation, everything, they explain it in the dialogue.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, it's fine. So the people actually liked you singing this particular
okay. I think why I choose folk music, right? You ask me.
Folk music and particularly this style of singing.
Dairo, yeah, folk mm-hmm. music, yeah. Actually, it's not my choice. I think people choose me to sing the Dairo. You know, because after so many years in Gujarat, one sound, one voice came.
Voice culture,
I'm talking about the sound box I'm talking about. Okay. Which people like the most, and I think it came. I think, if I'm right, after 50 years, so people became crazy mm-hmm. after my voice. Mm-hmm. What an excellent and what a marvelous voice that they gave me the certificate. And because I start my career with folk song. The first song I have recorded. Which was folk song. Can I sing?
Of course, please do not.
Manya ro halu halu, thay revi yo re manya ro halu halu, thay revi yo he muja dalna udasi ma hoye re chel mujo halari manya ro ke bhen mujo. This is folk song of Gujarat.
Yeah.
And because I sang in concert and I record in film, so in the ears of people, this song came first time and it created my image as a folk singer. I think the simple thing is this. And then all my producer and directors and my organizers, they start invite me to sing in Dairo, and finally they put a label of folk singer of Gujarat. And I also love to sing folk music because basically I'm coming from very rural area. I'm coming from urban. I have lived my life, my childhood in very small village. So this music, the folk music, basically comes from the village. So this is folk music. You have to live the folk music. You cannot learn this music. You have to live it. And I have lived this music. So folk music is the nearest and dearest to me.
Mm-hmm. And I believe that everybody would like to listen to different music. And that's what Rice Radio is also about, that we want something different, something unique, something eclectic. And so I understand people relating to something which was completely different that was brought to them and giving you the credit for it.
Thank you.
So apart from Dairo, Ras Garba is also your famous style of singing, right?
Right.
So could you define for us what Ras Garba is and give us an example
right.
of some of the songs?
In Gujarat, this is the only the country, Gujarati people, they have connected music and dance together. We call Kirtan and Nartan. To whom? To Goddess. The Goddess, the energy, the Shakti. Basically, it came from the Garbo means Garbha. Garbha means uterus. And the Garbha means the dome. This whole entire universal is a dome. And we believe mythologically that the Mataji, the goddess, she's all the time dancing with the universal put on her head and she's dancing. That is called Garbha. You know, in uterus, a mother uterus, the child stays 9 months. And that's why the Navratri is 9 days. Navratri, 9 nights. Mm-hmm. So this is the... We believe that there are two mothers. One who gave birth to us, the all humankind, and the another, she is the mother of mother. We call Mataji, we call energy, we call Shakti. And there are so many different forms of this folk dance and music, like Garbo, Garbi, Ras, Rasado, Titodo, Hudo, Ulaliu, Agapachu. There are so many. If you come to India, I will take you in the different kind of fair, like Taranetar fair, Shivratri fair, and Shamraji fair, then Vautha fair. And you will see the people come from the rural area and they dance and they sing together, with playing with the dhol, drum, and enjoy the festival. Now let me talk about the Ras. The Ras is coming from last year. And the last year is the dance format of Assam. You will ask me why, what is the connection between Assam and Gujarat?
Assam, one thing is the east coast of India, yeah, and yeah. Gujarat is supposed to be the
Eastern part of India. And you know, Gujarat is a western part. You know, Lord Krishna, his son Anirudh, he married in Assam, and his wife named Usha. She was the very good dancer in her time, and she was the mistress of Lasya Nritya. Lasya. So she married to Anirudh, the son of Lord Krishna, and she came from Assam to Gujarat in Saurashtra, especially in Dwarika. And because she was an expert of Lasya Nritya, then it became from Lasya to Ras. Lasya, Lasa, Rasa. In Krishna, the time of Krishna, they were all shepherds, you know, and they were the cows and buffaloes and goats and sheep, and so they had a one stick to control the all the elements. So what Krishna and Anirudh did, they make two part of the dandiya, I mean the stick, and made dandiya.
Oh, how interesting!
Yeah, and. Because Usha, the wife of Anirudh, was an expert, so everybody started to learn from Usha. Mm. And this way, you know, today if you go to Assam, they play exactly like the Ras and the last year. They play in circle, and Ras is always in circle. The last year and Ras are all together, same thing. Either you go to Assam or you come to Saurashtra, Gujarat. So this way the Ras came, and then we connected the songs of Ras. You know, there are different, like if you sing Garbo, there doesn't come Mataji. Garbo means, can I give you one example?
Yes, please.
ढोलो राणो खांडे राय सो खलान रानी गोमती होवे हाल मगडाल मारे माने के जो मने कडला घडावे मारा आण लायावशे आज नहीं निकाल हे ढोलो राणो खांडे राय सो खलान रानी गोमती होवे हाल मगडाल. The ladies of Gujarat sing, this is called Garbo. Okay, now the Garbi only male sing and dance. If I have to give you one example of Garbi, Hari Hari Tevan no मोर लो गिरदारी रे रानी राधा ढूंगेर में डेल जीवन वारी रे रानी राधा डुंगेर में डेल जीवन वारी रे. देन गरबो विद माताजी, इट्स अ काइंड ऑफ प्रे विद माताजी. एंड इफ आई हैव टू सिंग वन सॉन्ग ऑफ माताजी गरबा, आद्य शक्ति तुझ नैन मुरे बहुचरा
गणपत लागू पाय ए वाणे आपोने परमेश्वरी रे बहुचरा जे मागोते थाय आद्य शक्ति तुझने नमुरे बहुचरा गणपत लागू पाय और के तू काली ने कल्याणी रे मा जा जो त्या जोग माया तने पेला ते जुग मा जानी रे मा जा जो त्या जोग माया और ए पंखीडा रे उड़ी जाजे पावागढ़ रे हे पंखीडा रे उड़ी जाजे पावागढ़ रे महाकाली ने जैने के जो गर्बेर मेरे मारी काल कमाने जैने के जो गर्बेर मेरे और चपटी भरे चोखाने घीनो रे दीवड़ो श्रीफल नी जोड़ लईजे ए हालो हालो पावागढ़ जइए रे ए हालो हालो पावागढ़ जइए रे जय माता जी.
Beautiful. Since you're singing all this, can I make a request, my personal request? It's Taravina Sham.
It's a latest garbo of especially came from Baroda.
Oh, Sham. तारा विना श्याम ने एक लड़ू लागे रासे रमवाने वेलो आवजे
ओ रासे रमवाने वेलो आवजे
हे गरबे घूमती गोपियो सुनी छे गोकुल नी शेरियो गरबे घूमती गोपियो सुनी छे गोकुल नी शेरियो सुनी सुनी शेरियो मा गोकुल नी गलियो मा गोकुल नी गलियो मा सुनी सुनी शेरियो मा रासे रमवाने वेलो याव 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 शाम रासे रमवाने वेलो आवजे ओ रासे रमवाने वेलो आवजे हो रासे रमवाने वेलो आवजे वेलो आवजे वेलो आवजे.
Thank you so very much. That was one of the most beautiful requests that was ever, you know, I'm thoroughly, thoroughly speechless.
You like this, yeah?
Oh, I love it.
Oh, beautiful composition.
It's a very, and especially sung when it's sung by you. It's,
yeah.
So this is your first visit to Houston. Have you been to Houston earlier? Or is this
third time I came, yeah.
So how do you find the Houstonians?
Oh, my God. Don't ask me about the people of Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And especially the youngsters. My God. I have never seen the excellent and marvelous audience like this. Uh-huh. Believe me. What they have, graceful dance and full of energy. Uh-huh. So I'm really inspired by them.
Uh-huh.
And the way they are dancing, I became crazy.
Uh-huh.
So it's marvelous, excellent.
And
oh my God.
Not only really. Of the South Asian people, what about the general American or the Texas people? Like, what do you think of the Texans?
Lovable people.
Mm-hmm.
We found that the hospitality, especially, the way they are taking care of me and my musicians, I think, and you know, this is the tradition of Gujarat.
Mm-hmm.
How to treat your guest, how to treat your artist, how to respect your artist, how to respect your musicians. This is our tradition of Gujarat. So the people of human being, I really remember the human being of my state, my Gujarat state. And these people are exactly like, you know, the people of Gujarat. I really respect them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you so much. I think all your students will be proud to hear that. And Mr. Praful Vaidhavi, we really thank you to, sit with us and share your wonderful, wonderful music with us. We truly, from Rice Radio, we thank you and all the people who are from the Gujarati Samaj of Houston to give us this opportunity. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Varsha. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And my thousands of salam to all our listeners, and you gave me the chance and opportunity so I could talk to my all listeners. Thank you very much.